You're listening to Your Financial Choices on WDIY Allentown. Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics, and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. To ensure compliance with requirements imposed by the IRS, we inform you that any U.S. federal tax advice contained in this communication is not intended to or to be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties under the Internal Revenue Code or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any transaction or matter addressed herein. This show is for educational purposes only. For advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA and a CFP and an accredited estate planner as well. And welcome to the show. It is, what's today, November 6, 2013. The markets were mixed today, the Dow closing at 15,746, the NASDAQ at 3931, and the S&P closed at 1770. Last week, we discussed life care planning with attorney Jim Ruggiero. This week, we're discussing taking care of your most important asset, your health, with Aji Abraham, Senior VP of Business Development, Capital Blue Cross, and catalyst behind the first-of-its-kind Capital Blue store. We will also discuss parts of the Affordable Care Act. It's going to be a great show. We want you to stay tuned. If you have questions, you're welcome to give us a call, 610-758-8810. We are live. We are here to take your questions. Judy Ann will answer your calls, take your information, and ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay and we could talk without confusion. We discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while we do typically have a topic each week, if you have a question off topic, we will do our best to answer. If you are not comfortable talking live on air, you can give your question to Judy Ann, and she will jot it down and bring it into the studio. Again, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Questions also through yourfinancialchoices.com. So I'm going to start. I want to give a little preface. I'm going to introduce my guest, Aji Abraham. Again, he's Senior VP of Business Development for Capital Blue Cross. He's also a graduate of the Pennsylvania State University. That might make some of our listeners listen longer. I don't know. And the Dickinson School of Law. He was a catalyst behind the first of its kind health store. And I want to tell a little story about how this show developed. I was at a seminar where I had heard Tracy Onorofsky, a VP at Capital Blue, speak about the direction of healthcare and the individual's responsibility to take more ownership in that process for all the benefits that that might bring. Included in that, she was talking about biometric testing, and I didn't know what that was, so she told us about that. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. And she also mentioned this Capital Blue store, and I'm like, what? Capital Blue store? So when the seminar was done, I ran over to the table that they had, and I started talking with a gentleman, Nathan Schneck, and had mentioned, you know, that I have this show, Your Financial Choices. It's all about making good financial decisions, and taking care of your health is one of those good financial decisions. If you lose your job, folks, if you're out sick, you're out on disability because you weren't taking care of yourself, your ability to earn wages, income, et cetera, it all hinges on your health. So you've got to take care of your health. And started talking to Nathan about this Capital Blue store and what was involved. And he started connecting me with people. He connected me with Joe Butera. And then Joe led me to Aji, who I found out was the catalyst behind this idea of the Capital Blue store. So welcome to the show, Aji Abraham.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about how, first, if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, and how this kind of then all evolved from that? Because I think you have to personally have a passion around what you're doing in your profession to have these kinds of ideas or be open to these ideas, you know, if it was a think tank that came together and then to actually make it happen. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, be happy to. It's actually a pretty interesting story, and I'll try and be kind of short about it. So first, you wanted a little bit about me. I'm an attorney by training. What I do for Capital Blue Cross is somewhat different, though. Usually, it's whatever they can't figure out who else to have do, they come and they find me and they say, okay, you figure out how to do it.
That's great. I want to be one of those people.
Which is kind of how I came to Capital Blue. What happened was the CEO at the time, a gentleman by the name of Bill Lehr, thought that, first of all, we as a company had recognized that the industry, the health insurance industry, is shifting. The market shifting from a business to business or even a business to consumer to what we like to call a business to me. So what I mean by that is I want to know you, your needs, what it is you're looking for, and when I want to be able to adjust my products and services to meet your needs. It's becoming a very first of all, health insurance is a personalized product, right?
Yeah.
So it's becoming a very personalized marketplace. As part of meeting that need, the CEO at the time felt that we ought to look into the concept of a retail store. He came to me and said he had had some people looking at it, seeing what others were doing, and could I turn it into a viable business concept? So when he first gave that to me, I know a little bit about retail, not a lot, but a little bit. My history in retail is bricks and mortar cost lots of money. So it's hard to make money at bricks and mortar. That's why a lot of businesses, stores go out of business. So I thought my job would be just to put their spreadsheet together, show them the numbers don't work, and that would be the last we'd ever hear the project. That's actually not what ended up happening. I went through, did the research, found out who's done what. I found out that Florida Blue, which is another blue plan, obviously in the state of Florida, has the greatest number of retail stores. I think at the time they had 9. I think now they have almost 15. So I went down and talked to my counterpart or a couple counterparts down there, and I said, so what is it that makes this work for you guys? And the thing that I found out or the thing that I realized that made this make sense for me is to them, the store is not just about selling insurance. It's about two primary things, and neither one of which is selling insurance. The first is meeting the customer as an entire individual and being able to service potentially all of their needs. And I'll explain that a little further. And then the second is it's the ultimate focus group. So businesses spend lots of money on focus groups to get input from their customers and find out what it is the customers want and what it is they want. The customers want the business to change about their products. Well, you can save some of that money if you've got a retail store where your customers are coming in every day saying, you know what, this benefit really doesn't work for me, and here's why. And that's the most important learning we get from our retail store. Certainly, we love to sell product. We're trying to sell health insurance. I'm not trying to mask that. We also do things like biometric screening, which we can get into. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it is the place where we want to interact with our customers, to learn from them, and to be able to deliver for them the services that they're looking for so we meet that goal of business to you.
It's an awesome story, and I was excited to hear about it before, and now it's even more exciting. And it was nice of Joe Butera to invite me down to actually tour the store, which is at the Promenade Shops, mm-hmm. which, you know, I'm from Michigan, and I said promenade, and we have to say promenade. So it's at the Promenade Shops, and I met the gal who was in charge.
Jen
did a great job giving a great tour and explaining a lot, even around the Affordable Care Act, which was like an extra bonus going there and kind of getting some information on that, as well as all the services and the facility. It's beautiful. And I had committed when I first went to visit that I would actually go in for a screening. I happen to be a Capital Blue member, you know, coincidentally, so they could do a little bit more of the testing, which we can talk about in a bit. But I went and I had such a great experience that, can I tell, I mean, I'll get emotional talking about it. I met with one of the nurses, Janine Lilly, and she doesn't even know that you guys were coming on the show. I didn't tell her, and I didn't do that really on purpose. I didn't want to make her nervous. I just thought, we'll just have a regular experience. She was so wonderful. I mean, we hugged at the end of it, and I was teary-eyed, and I said, this is very emotional, because taking care of your health for people who have struggled with, you know, diet and weight or, you know, cholesterol, whatever, no matter how they try, it's an emotional, personal experience. So when you say it's about the business to me, And meeting, I felt like she was totally concentrating on me. So that mission, which I did not know that was really your mission, that mission really speaks out in the services, at least that I had experienced there. And I had noticed that each other of the reps were busy. Each room was filled. So it's a nice facility, and the Rodale Health Food Center Cafe, the Rodale Cafe, was there, and that was very nice, and I grabbed a healthy smoothie on my way out. So that was really wonderful. I'm going to take my first break. I want to give the phone number again if people have questions, not only about the Capital Blue Store. We're going to eventually get into talking some high-level information about the Affordable Care Act and some availability of understanding that. The phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk and traditional music is a crazy quilt of colors and textures. In the tradition traces its many patterns and designs. Music handed down from generation to generation. In the tradition, Wednesday evening at 7 on WDIY-FM Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.
You're listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening, Aji Abraham, Senior VP at Capital Blue. We are talking about the Capital Blue store, which is located in the Promenade Shops over in the Saucon Valley area. Mm-hmm. And we are giving an overview of the goal of the store. We're talking about healthcare because there is a shift in how we have to think about healthcare. We're seeing that across, you know, every facet of medicine. It's going to be more about the care that you're getting. Are you healthy? Are we getting healthier? Doctors are going to be held to a different standard. Hospitals are going to be held to a different standard. And we personally are going to be held to a different standard, a standard of taking more ownership and responsibility of our health, getting fit, and maybe getting benefits from that. Possibly that could impact insurance premiums eventually, depending on your employer, what kind of plan they might provide. There may be incentives for them if we have healthy employees that it might eventually help health insurance. And I'm just talking, Aji, not from knowing that for sure. You guys know that much more than I do, but that's what I am understanding, you know, from what I've read and what I've heard, that we're kind of moving that direction. So the Capital Blue store, you said your direction is kind of not only thinking about this business to me model, meaning taking care of that person who walks through that front door, but you're also getting a lot of information, which is going to be beneficial to Capital Blue and the services that people want. So can we talk for a minute about the services that are available at the store?
Sure, happy to do it.
Oh, first let me give the phone number again in case people have questions. 610-758-8810. You can either call in live with questions or give your question to Judy Ann and she'll bring it into the studio for us. So some of the services, which I experienced myself, which were really nice.
So we do sell insurance. So if you have health insurance needs, we can talk to you about that, go over your options. However, there's many other things you can do in the store. You mentioned biometric screenings. So one of the things you can do is go in, they'll run you through. There's a funny looking little machine that they will do a couple tests on you. They'll actually take a finger stick of blood. They'll tell you your cholesterol, and they'll go through and give you kind of a basic level setting screening of what your health profile looks like. And then there are nurses there. You've talked to one. And the goal of the nurse is to help talk to you about, well, based upon the information we have about you, here are the things you may want to consider that will help you improve your health. It's not a hard sell. It's not preaching. It's just an opportunity to give you education, if you want it, on what you can do to improve your health and potentially health outcomes. We're not taking the place of a doctor. Yeah, we still want you to have a primary care doctor. It's just an added feature, and it's also about wellness as well. You know, you go to the doctor oftentimes when you're sick or you've got something wrong with you. We want you to think about your health, not just when you're sick, but even when you're well and trying to improve your health to get better. So in that regard, there are also exercise classes that are offered. We're not trying to be a gym. We do offer a kind of a smorgasbord or just odds and ends of different classes. And our hope there is that we can give you just a sampling of things that you'll find interesting enough to keep you engaged in your health and keeping you engaged in fitness. There's also some exercise equipment there. So if you happen to have a particular illness or injury, the nurses there can talk to you, and there's actually some fitness folks that come in there too that can talk to you about, well, maybe this exercise would work better for you given your physical condition than that exercise. You mentioned the Rodale Eatery. So one of the things we wanted to do that's different and makes our store, I think, different than any other health insurance store I've ever seen, is we've put a little cafe in there, and the point of the cafe is it's all supposed to be about healthy food, and we have dietitians that are available at the store as well. So you can come in and say, I'm a diabetic. I'm not sure I really understand what my dietary limits are. What can I do, and how can I still eat healthy while hopefully having some good taste? So that's part of the reason for having the cafe there is we wanted to have some examples of good food choices that you can make. There's an educational area for children. There's open space that we use for different seminars for people that might be Medicare eligible, for example. We have seminars on what types of Medicare products might be available. And then also there's just meeting space that I've used for business meetings. We use for business meetings with customers. But we do try to also make it available on a kind of first come, first serve basis to community groups that might need a little extra space to have a meeting. So there's a whole array of functions it serves. The primary goal, though, is to make it a comfortable place where you can come in and talk about your health care, your health insurance, and what needs we might be able to meet for you or help you connect to others to meet those needs. Often, you know, you said you got a little teary-eyed. Talking about health can often be a very personal and emotional issue for folks. And we wanted to create an environment where people will be comfortable coming in, having those kind of very personal, private conversations.
I have a retail background as well. I started off in retail my whole life. My parents owned a store. I'm all about customer service. And that's also something that I received, you know, when I went there. There's greeters at the front door. So sometimes, too, I think it's important for people when they're going to a new place, sometimes they get a little nervous. They don't want to go in because they're not sure what it is. And it's very welcoming. And so when you first enter the store, there's a couple people, one or two people sitting there, and they'll say, hi, welcome to Capital Blue. How can I help you? And you just kind of tell them what you're there for. And I had noticed a couple people came in when I was there, and they kind of giggled and they said, we're just here for the cafe. And it's like, that's okay. So people can go in and just go to the cafe. Other people, you know, kind of were waiting for probably some of the representatives. But I had called ahead of time and had my appointment set up with the nurse. She came right out, Janine, and we got started. But all along the way, everyone was so friendly. And I want to stress, if your goal is to not be preachy and not judgmental, and Joe had told me that when I first had the tour, however you're training your people, that also is coming across. Because if you think about it, it's more important that people get healthy than be told, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, you know, what are you thinking, look what shape you're in. That doesn't help motivate people or move them forward. So my experience was, came in, I got the testing, there's a questionnaire I went through. And then when that was done, she came back with almost like a little bit of a, it wasn't a program, but certainly guidelines in a lot of the different areas. But what was really nice is I looked at some of the things. I was really good on some things, like my blood pressure, and, you know, not so good on a couple others. And I'm like, oh, no. She's like, no, that's okay. You know, this is, you're here, you're doing something. That's the important thing. So Janine was very good about that as well. And then with the materials that she provided at the end, it had different things about eating right, because one of the issues was, you know, my diet, sugar basically is my diet. So different materials that I was able to take home, and I kind of have gone through and I've, you know, checkmarked. I haven't got through all of them, you know, but I figured every day it's a little bit better. And then also just about making better choices, because that was part of it, you know, putting more fiber in your diet, more fruits and vegetables. So each day I say to myself, okay, what can I choose today that's better than before? And I realized too that I don't have to do everything all at once. I can just, and that's what she said too. She said, it's steps and you're starting. So I'm not saying, and people would look at me and they wouldn't think I'm not healthy. So, I mean, I don't want people to think I'm sitting here, you know, like, you know, with really bad health. I'm not. Yeah. But at the same time, we can all get healthier, and especially when we're trying to mitigate eventual disease that are, you know, after bad eating, sugar, all of a sudden you get diabetes, then that complicates stroke and it complicates heart. And so trying to get healthy now. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Ajay Abraham, Senior VP of Business Development at Capital Blue, talking about the Capital Blue store. And we're going to start talking about the Affordable Care Act. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And you are listening to WDIY Allentown, listener-supported community public radio. Lehigh Valley weather, current conditions, 60 degrees under cloudy skies. Tonight, showers likely, lows around 49. Thursday, showers continue, highs around 57. And Friday, mostly sunny skies with highs around 49 degrees. Folks, the time now is 6:21 p.m. Now back to your financial choices with our host, Lori Siebert.
Thanks, Jeff. Welcome back to the show. If you have questions this evening, the phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. We are talking about the Capital Blue store and the Affordable Care Act as we go through the show. Again, questions live or off air, whatever you're comfortable with, 610-758-8810. So I've been talking with Ajay Abraham, Senior VP of Capital Blue, Senior VP of Business Development at Capital Blue, and one of the catalysts behind the Capital Blue store, along with a lot of other people putting in input and trying to get to taking care of the person. So not just taking care of the person's health, but actually, you know, taking care of a particular person. And you certainly feel when you go in the store that intimacy, I almost want to call it. As far as the testing, I went in and I told you I was a Capital Blue member. And when I went in for the testing, they could do it. I was a Capital Blue member. I know that there may be some services that you might have to be a Capital Blue member to get, but other services, not at all. Anybody could walk in off the street and, for example, get some help with looking at insurance. And we'll get into that a little bit later when we're talking about the Affordable Care Act. But as far as the testing and maybe getting some feedback on, you know, checking out those exercise machines or checking out those exercise classes, do you have to be a Capital Blue member to go into the store?
First of all, you definitely don't have to be a Capital Blue member just to come in the store. There's a lot of things you can do there. You know, the children's area is open for everyone. We don't limit that just to members. There's plenty of services you can get even if you're not a member. At some point, you know, this is a new experience for us as a company, and we're kind of adjusting and learning as we go along. At some point, we probably will charge for, potentially will charge for things like maybe the biometric screening if you're not a member. For the moment, we're not.
Okay, great. And they have a scale. You could kind of just go in and jump on the scale, too, yeah. And just kind of see where that goes. The services for children, I know that they have programs where, education programs that probably the children could participate in the store. But you also go out to some of the schools, I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have various educational programs around children's health that we not only offer in the store, but we also take out and offer in the schools as well. And in fact, just a real quick story, one of the nurses went out to one of the local schools, did a program, and one of the children liked it so much that they told their parents about it, and their parents brought them into the store. I think they were having a children's night or something like a Friday night. I don't know if they did movies, what they did exactly, but they actually made the parent bring them in for that as well.
So cute. That's good. But see, that's how it starts. If it's not the parents telling the children to be healthier, it's going to be our children telling the parents to be healthier. So that's all good news, and that means your programs are working. I was thinking you could, I did a program through the PICPA with an elementary school and the library where I went in and read a story about money and the differences between wants and needs. And, you know, so much with what we do in our financial lives could be, you know, mirrored or used as an analogy in our health mm-hmm. as well, you know, budgeting our food, budgeting our money. So
the wants and needs also applies to the food as well. You know, you need to think about what you really need as opposed to what you really want.
And I should do that more often. I really think I need that chocolate. But no, but it is all about rewiring our brains, really. You know, it's about retraining our brain on how to think. And it's working for me each day without punishing myself for feeling like I have to do that. So I think that's all good. It's, you know, I'm trying to choose celery and I'm trying to choose broccoli and the fruit and, you know, making those bigger portions because the plate, Janine told me about the plate. They give you pictures, everything, you guys. They make it as easy as possible. So it's really nice.
Well, they say that every journey begins with a single step. So what we're trying to do is give you that first step at the Capital Blue Store where you can come in, find out what your baseline is, give you options, and then leave it up to you to figure out what the next step is for you. And every day, if you can add one more step, you're that much closer to being healthy.
Yeah, that's good. And Janine had said, you know, come back in like a month and then maybe reevaluate, and then yes, you can see your progress and that kind of thing. So what is the impact of getting healthier? I mean, I know sometimes we think it's obvious. You know, getting healthier is just good for your longevity and living longer and, you know, living better, less stress, whatever. As far as financially, I had said at the beginning of the show, you know, your health is your biggest asset. We want to stay healthy so that we can make sure that we're going to work and earning our money and paying for things. It's also going to probably have an impact on our health care. Can you kind of give me some broad kind of concepts or ideas around why this will eventually impact our health care costs?
Sure. So there's some kind of practical direct effects, and then there's some that you don't think about. You mentioned the one, which is longevity. So the healthier you are, the more years you add on to the end of your life. And I don't have the exact numbers off the top of my head, but take smoking, for example. There's figures out there that you can probably Google that will tell you that if you stop smoking today, how many more years that'll potentially add on to your life. So you not only extend your life, but also you enrich potentially the quality of your life. And there's a lot to be said for that. You know, if you're someone who has chronic back pain, but there's things you can do that maybe would alleviate that by changing some things about your lifestyle or maybe getting a little more exercise. And then not having that back pain might make you better at work or be able to be more interactive and play ball with your kids. Those are things that you can't necessarily quantify or measure or turn into dollars. But to me, especially since I have three young kids, are immeasurable, right? So mm-hmm. I never want back pain or something like that slowing me up from keeping up with my kids, especially as young as they are. The other thing I'd point out, you mentioned it earlier in the program, is the health insurance industry is shifting. And as I said, it's more about me to you or business to you or health insurance for you. It's also about you becoming part of the healthcare decision. So that comes about in a number of ways. For example, there's information on our website that could tell you how much different procedures might cost at different locations. So we want you to be an informed member in making healthcare choices. But on top of that, there are incentives that we currently offer, depending on the product you're enrolled in, to engage in health and wellness activities. And to the extent that you are healthy, you potentially can get some of those incentives. And then potentially under the PPAC or the healthcare reform law, as it's known, there's a possibility that you might get some reduced premiums depending on how the products are structured.
And that might be just the beginning of this, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we go through time and if we start seeing some benefits of that, I could see where there would be more of some benefit in other insurance products, not just maybe particular ones where if we're healthier and making better decisions. That's what scared me when I heard Tracy say that the biometrics, they may be testing, you know, your BMI, your sugar levels. I'm like, whoa, I got to get on that because I don't want anybody knowing any of that information. So I'm going to get healthy and then I won't care, right? I'm only sensitive to it because I know I might not be as healthy as I should be. We are coming up on another break, but I had a question come in, which we'll answer when we come back from the break. So Don, stay tuned. We'll answer your question when we get back from the break. If you have questions this evening, we are talking about the Capital Blue Store. Getting healthy, your greatest financial asset is your health. We want you to take care of it. And we are also going to talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act when we get back. So the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We'll be right back.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.
This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We had a call come in from Don from Allentown. He's a Capital Blue member. Can he get a free flu shot at, I believe he's asking, the Capital Blue store? And he said because the drug stores told him the flu shot is a prescription and there is a copay. Do we know, Ashi?
Don, unfortunately, I can't give you a specific example because it's going to depend to some degree on the type of product you have from us. So if, whether you have a group product or individual product and what the benefits are in the product that you have. What I would tell you is one of two things. One is there's a customer service number on the back of your ID card. Just call the customer service number and ask them. You could also call the Capital Blue store or stop by the Capital Blue store, and they can tell you. We have looked into occasionally trying to figure out a way to offer flu shots at the Capital Blue store. As far as I know, I don't think we've done it yet, however. So I would tell you, this flu season being what it is, you probably should get a flu shot as quickly as possible. Please call customer service and find out what and how to get it.
Okay. I hope that helps. Folks, if you have questions, phone number 610-758-8810. Questions can be live on air if our phones are working right. Or off air, and Judy Ann will write down the question and bring it into the studio. So that number is 610-758-8810. Before we start talking about the Affordable Care Act, I just do also want to mention taking better care of your health, lowering your health care cost. When, you know, I also prepare tax returns, right? So from an income tax standpoint, there has been a limitation quite often on medical expenses, and usually if you're working, your income is so high that when we apply that limitation, quite often you don't get the deduction for those medical expenses, because in the past that limitation has been 7.5% of your page one income. So if you're making $100,000, 7.5% of that is $7,500. If you itemize deductions, you'd only be able to take in excess of that of $7,500. That would be a little bit of your medical added to your other itemized deductions. You may or may not get a deduction for that. And sometimes when we're working and we're younger, our medical expenses aren't as high either. Then we get into retirement. All of a sudden, we're not making as much money and our medical expenses go up. Sometimes we get more in our medical expenses. So I see more and more people, you know, qualifying for that deduction. But I wanted to make people aware that for 2013, that limitation is changing. So we went from a 7.5% limitation to a 10% limitation for people under age 65. If you're over age 65, the 7.5% limitation is going to continue, but it is going to phase out eventually and go up to 10%, I believe. So right now, for 2013, if you're under 65, the limitation is going to be 10%. If you're over 65 for 2013, it's still going to be 7.5%. So there again, when we talk about taking care of our health and part of your financial decisions, not only if you stay healthier longer, you can work longer, make more money, blah, 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 have better quality life, as Ajie had said. If we lower our medical expenses, you know, we're probably not getting income tax deductions for some of those anyway. Also, keep in mind that if you are employed and your employer offers a flexible spending account, you want to definitely look at that, because that's using pre-tax dollars. And that typically may save you much more than you ever would get from holding those expenses and paying out of pocket, because, as I said, you don't really always benefit from those income tax deductions on your medical expense. So that's my little tax tip for tonight. So pay attention to that. Let's try to lower our healthcare costs. So, Ajie, we've been talking about more awareness around healthcare choices, the impact of those choices, also saving on healthcare costs. With the Affordable Care Act, there are, you know, all kinds of mixed comments about it. We're not going to debate the pros or the cons necessarily. I just kind of want to give a big overview of it, because I think there was a lot of confusion about it for people. And when I met with Jen and Joe in the store and we kind of just were chatting about it, I got some additional information from them and it helped me kind of put it in perspective. So I want to talk about that. Let me say the phone number again, 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. From the perspective of the store, when we talk about the Affordable Care Act, a lot of people automatically think exchanges, which we now call marketplaces. So that's the first thing. People have to kind of get used to the lingo. I hear people saying both. And that simply is, what I'll say, an avenue for people to review insurance options for themselves. I think a lot of people, this is where I think some of the confusion is. I've heard people say that the insurance on the exchanges and or marketplace is government insurance. I've heard people say that you have to buy your insurance on the marketplace or on the exchange. So these are some of the things I hear, and I don't think that's the reality of it. So what I want people to know, listeners, is that the marketplaces can serve two different purposes. It can serve as an opportunity for people to compare insurance, and then you can verify this for me when we're done. It's an opportunity for people to compare insurance. It doesn't mean you have to buy insurance through the marketplace, though you can, but you don't have to. You can still go buy it privately. It doesn't apply to probably a lot of people who already have insurance through their employer. You don't necessarily have to go buy it on your own. It all depends on what's going to happen, I suppose. But it probably won't affect a lot of people. And then the other reason the marketplace is there is for people who maybe in the past had been uninsured, who now are required to have insurance. Otherwise, they may have a penalty, although it's not a big penalty. So for people who were uninsured and want the opportunity to be insured, but maybe have financial difficulty paying for health care, this is an opportunity for them to get affordable health care, and they may qualify for a subsidy. And if I understand it correctly, it's the people who may qualify for the subsidy who really should be going to the marketplace. People who won't qualify for the subsidy because their income is too high, but they still maybe need to buy private insurance, may or may not. They still can buy insurance, but they could buy it privately, or they could buy it through the marketplace. Does that kind of sound like I have a good understanding of it?
Yeah, I think you put it pretty well. I might just clarify maybe one or two points real quick. So, yes, the marketplace is the place to go to buy a policy if you want to get a subsidy. The subsidy is for people who make between 100% and 400% of federal poverty level. So unless you're in that income bracket, which I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but the 400% I think is like $80,000 or $90,000 for a family of four, something there
right.
about.
Yep.
So unless you're within that range of 100% to 400% of federal poverty level, you're not going to get a subsidy, and you don't necessarily need to go to the exchange to buy the policy, as you said. If you have employer-provided insurance, 9 times out of 10 or even more than that, you don't need to do anything about the public marketplace or the exchange. The one thing that is out there, however, is if for some reason you think your employer policy is unaffordable, and there's actually a test in the statute. It's not greater than 9.5% of your family income. If for some reason your share or your cost for your employer's policy is more than that, you theoretically could go to the exchange, and assuming you're between 100% and 400% of federal poverty level, still get the subsidy. But that's the only way you could get the subsidy, if you have employer-provided insurance. It's probably shouldn't even mention it, because it's probably not going to apply to a lot of people, but it is out there. And then the only other point that I'd make about what you said there was the exchanges, or the public exchange, is supposed to show you a range of options. As you said, you can still buy either those policies, depending on what the insurer is offering, or other policies, just keep in mind, without the subsidy, from insurers directly or from brokers, et cetera. Lehigh Valley Chamber, I know, has a bunch of policies available. Lehigh Valley Business Conference on Healthcare. The other last comment I'd make is the other thing the exchanges were supposed to do is give you access to either Medicaid or potentially CHIP, which is the Children's Health Insurance Program.
I didn't realize that.
Right. Now, in Pennsylvania, we have not expanded.
Right.
The right now, and if I give this statement, I'm going to have to caveat it or issue a whole bunch of disclaimers to it. But let's just say, for sake of argument, that Medicaid covers up to 35% of federal poverty level. So between 35% and 100%, under the health care reform, the states could expand it if they want to. Actually, what actually happened was the law said you could, and then it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said you have to give the state the choice. So
I'm getting into a lot of Pennsylvania chose not to.
Right. So I'm getting into a lot of detail here, but the point being that since we haven't made that expansion from 35% to 100% of Medicaid, 35% to 100% of federal poverty level for Medicaid in Pennsylvania, you can't get that off the exchange currently. Now, the governor does have a proposal out there, and we'll see if this actually ends up happening. His administration is talking to HHS right now, which would allow people in that category to take those dollars and go shop on the exchange and buy a policy off the exchange.
Okay. Are all the insurance policies that are available, do they have to be posted on that exchange?
So the exchange... There's an individual exchange and a small business exchange. Let's start with the individual exchange first. The individual exchange, if I offer a policy that's on there and I offer a policy that's off the exchange and they're both the same, they both have to have the same price. But I can offer policies off the exchange to people that want to come in off the street or go to the store and buy the policy, and it doesn't have to be listed on the public exchange.
I was thinking all insurance policies had to be on the exchange for comparison purposes.
No,
not necessarily.
Right. We had to apply to the federal government, basically, to get qualified and become what's called a qualified health plan to be listed on the exchange. We qualified some, but not necessarily all, of our individual products.
Okay. So, and the differences might be, you know, lower copays, more coverage, or something that would be a little bit maybe more expensive that wouldn't have qualified under the requirements.
There can be a whole host of differences. So it could be anything from networks to price, a whole host of different things.
Okay. So at the Capital Blue store, if someone wanted to come in and kind of compare and look at that, I imagine you have representatives who would help with that as well.
Right.
Okay. So do they help people? Would they help people just look on the marketplace as well?
Although I have no special line into the exchange like anybody else does. So forgive me if when you try and log on, it's a little difficult.
Okay. So the marketplaces have insurance available, whether someone qualifies for the subsidy or not. If they want the subsidy, that is the direction they have to go through.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there are in-person navigators or sisters or places where you can mail it in, so I don't want to make it seem like the website is the only
place.
That's
right. I forgot. There are paper applications.
If you want the subsidy and you're eligible for the subsidy, you'll need to have some interaction with the federal government in order to be able to be qualified for that subsidy.
Okay. I know that a lot of people went to the marketplace, whether they thought that they were going to qualify for a subsidy or not. And I was a little disappointed that they didn't bifurcate that service, you know, that they
separated
shopping. It. Yeah. But I really think when I heard that you had to enter all your personal information just to go in there and do the window shopping or comparing, it really disappointed me because there's no common sense in that.
They've changed that since then. So now there is a window shopping feature available.
Great.
They only added it, I've lost track now, maybe in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
You still have to enter a little bit of information, but you can do a little bit of window shopping.
Okay. I think that will help the backlog of it a little bit. But as far as calculators, are there any other sites besides healthcare.gov that has calculators that someone could kind of run through quickly for the poverty level or the subsidy and that type of thing and the cost of healthcare?
Yep. The we have a subsidy calculator that estimates your subsidy. If you want an official determination of your subsidy, you need to go on the federal exchange or marketplace. The Kaiser Health News, Kaiser Family Foundation, they have a whole bunch of different calculators. And we have other calculators, too. I just mentioned that one particularly. And certainly all the brokers in the area, they have all sorts of different tools available. So there's a bunch of resources out there on the web. It's just simple enough to do a Google or a Yahoo search on whatever the subject is you're looking for information on.
Well, it's funny to me. It's almost like people don't realize that there's all these other resources. Everyone's running to healthcare.gov, and that's one of the reasons it's probably getting backed up. We're going to take another quick break. If you have questions, we still have time. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And you are listening to WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station, your source for NPR news, local public affairs programming, and an outstanding mix of hand-picked music. The time now is 6:45 p.m. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening Senior VP of Business Development at Capital Blue, Aji Abraham. I'll just throw this out since people might not have heard at the beginning of the show. He is a Pennsylvania State University grad. Pennsylvania State, is that what they
Penn
say?
State.
Penn State. I'm from Michigan, so, I forget how to say
Penn State. So if I started yelling out, "We are Penn State," you wouldn't take offense?
And also graduate of Dickinson Law School. So Dickinson, I have to throw that in there.
Technically, now that is Penn State, too. When I graduated, it was an independent law school. Since then, Penn State's taken it over.
Oh, I didn't even know that. So, well, thank you for being here. But folks, if you have questions, the phone number this evening, 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. We've been talking a bit about the Capital Blue store, and I had invited them. This was totally me reaching out to them. I was so impressed with the talk that Tracy Onorofsky had given, talking about healthcare, the shift in healthcare, how we are going to be more responsible for our healthcare decisions. It's not a bad thing. It's not a scary thing. I think it's a great thing. So it's about being aware of a cost of providers, an ability to compare services. You had mentioned this, and we didn't talk more about it, but I think you had said we're going to have a capability, if it's not there already, where you actually can go on a website and compare the cost of services. Would that be from like doctors or cost of kneecaps? Because I don't think people are aware of that so much. And is it available now, or are we going that direction? And then how much are we going to go that direction?
It's currently available now on our website. We have a tool that lets you take a look at some common medical procedures and compare the pricing depending on which provider you might go to. So what would a knee operation cost Lehigh Valley versus another facility in the area? And we add more procedures pretty much every time we can. And we try to make it as accurate as possible. But still, it's a guide to give you a sense of if I go there, how much will it cost as opposed to if I go the place down the street. And the importance of that is as deductibles become more important, more of the dollar comes out of your pocket. The insurance will still cover part of it, but some of it's coming out of your pocket. It's going to matter more to you as to, well, if I can get a MRI here for $1,000, but over there down the street, I know it's going to cost me $3,000. If I haven't hit my deductible yet and my deductible is $3,000, I probably want to go to the $1,000 place, right?
Yeah, sounds good. I have a friend who's a COO of a health facility toward Philly, I won't mention, but she was talking about how in the past, each provider kind of would kind of work in a silo. And, so you'd go to the doctor and they'd, do an MRI, and then you'd get transferred to maybe another doctor, another facility, and they weren't sure they could trust that MRI. So then they'd order another MRI. So I think there's some talk also about maybe a more of a coordination of services where doctors don't have to worry as much maybe about liability and worry about taking care of the me. I know my daughter had gone into the hospital yellow, and I said, I'm sure she has mono. And at the end of the night, several hours later, And $11,000 later, they told me she had mono. And she was sitting in a hallway. They gave her 2 liters of water, but they had to do 2 MRIs. Ultrasounds of her liver. And it was interesting to me because the ultrasound technician had said, you know, I could have told the doctor that I didn't see what it was he wanted to check because I already looked for that. But she actually had to document it, so she had to do a second ultrasound. And I just thought, oh, come on. I mean, where is the common sense in that? So anyway, it's about driving down a cost as well and being more aware of what things cost. So we did have another call come in offline. We had, let me just see who called here. Charles called from Bethlehem, and he said, regarding window shopping in healthcare.gov, He went on about a week ago and found plans but couldn't get details without registering. Can you see the plan details now that they're updated? I am not sure because I have not gone on recently, but Ajian, I'm not sure if you've gone on recently to do that piece of it. So when someone goes in and does that window shopping or plan comparison, in the past, they would have to enter personal information like their name and I think the size of their family maybe, and if they were employed, if they had employer insurance, the state they lived in, etc. You had mentioned you thought that they were going to make that process a little bit easier. Do you know if it's there?
The wonders of modern technology. I actually pulled out my iPhone
here. I was stalling.
I went on to healthcare.gov. And the button you're going to want to press is down at the bottom. It says See Plans Now, and it does ask you a few questions, and it will give you some information about plans that are available, but I don't think it lets you get into if you want fine details on the plan, and I think they're supposed to actually, if you go through the full site, let you even look up providers potentially. I don't think that's on the window shopping feature, at least not yet.
So if they took that and they saw a plan that looked interesting, could they say, oh, this is a Capital Blue plan or this is an XYZ plan, and call that provider directly and get more information about that plan though?
Yes. If you saw a plan that you liked, and it's from Capital Blue Cross, I think you may want to go to the Capital Blue website and take a look at it. If you don't want to or don't have the time to go through the entire setup to get into healthcare.gov, we have information on our website, and I'm sure all of our competitors do too.
You know what? I forgot. I should mention this too, because the Capital Blue Store actually has its own website, and mm-hmm. It's capitalbluestore.com.
Yes.
Do you know what's on that website? Can you talk a little bit about what other features are on that website, capitalbluestore.com?
Yep. There's all sorts of information about our store or the services you can get in the store, kind of some of the stuff we've talked about already. And I think we were actually putting up an appointment feature, but I'm not sure that that's up yet. So, but theoretically, ideally, what we'd like to do is someday allow you to be able to sign up and make an appointment on the web. But I don't think we've got that out yet.
But it also talks about healthcare and other.
Yeah, there's certainly links to more information on not just healthcare reform or PPACA. There's information about products we offer, links to all of that kind of information as well.
And services and the Capital Blue Store as well. Can we talk, if you know this off the top of your head, the windows of enrollment, and can individuals get help from the Capital Blue Store if they're trying to consider options? I know that, you know, there's a mandate that everyone has insurance, and there could be penalties. If you're a family provider, you have a spouse and children, there's, you know, you are required to have health insurance for all of them. If it's not provided through your employer, you have to find alternate means for that. But there is an enrollment period. And I believe the insurance is supposed to be in place by January 1st, but because of this first year, I think they were giving a little bit more time. Are you familiar with those kinds of dates?
Yeah, so there's an open enrollment period. It runs now through, I think, March 31st, if I remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think they extended it a couple of weeks.
Well, so what happened is, in order to not be hit with the penalty, which you mentioned, which is either $95 or 1% of income, you had to have the policy effective by, I'm going to say, March 1st. is the date that sticks in my head. I might be off by a month on that. But yet, the policy effective by March 1st. The problem is it takes 15 days to enroll in the policy. So you really would have had to have bought the policy by the latest February 15th. So even though the open enrollment period might have run through March 1st, there was a 15-day gap there. What the feds recently did was extend it and say, as long as you've signed up for the policy by March 1st, we won't hit you with the penalty for the first year.
Okay. And then I know some employers actually kind of did a shift in their plans to give them a little bit more room in making decisions. I know we changed the start of our plan. We moved it to, I think, December 1st, so now we have till November 30th through our company. Now, small employers, there's some different rules for small employers. Some small employers, this isn't even going to apply.
Right. If your group size is less than 50 employees and there's all sorts of technical ways you have
there
to count to figure out if they're part-time employees, whether they add up to a full-time employee or not. I won't go into those kind of details. But the general rule is if you have less than 50 employees, a lot of the rules of healthcare reform don't apply to your business.
Okay. We have just a few minutes left. So I want to ask you if you can just kind of give us a little bit of kind of your the conceptual framework of where you think healthcare is going. We've kind of talked about it a little bit, but radio, sometimes we have to repeat things. So let's talk just end the show talking a little bit about the direction of healthcare, where it's going, how we can participate in that, how it could be beneficial to us all, and in any number of ways. And then we'll give the information on the Capital Blue store and the website and a phone number if people want to call, if we have that. So what do you think? Healthcare, are we going in the right direction?
No. In all honesty, and let me tell you why I say that. Look, I work for a health insurer. As a health insurer and an employer, we insure our own members, and certainly I have health insurance coverage. And it pains me every day when we have to go out the door with 9 or 10 or even greater rate increases year after year. Having double-digit rate increases for your health insurance premium over a course of 5-10 years, that's not a sustainable trajectory, right? Which is why this industry has shifted and was shifting even before healthcare reform, because we all have to work together to figure out how to rein in healthcare costs. If we don't, it doesn't matter how much the subsidy is, at some point the policies will become unaffordable, right? Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, it's not just the insurer, it's not just the provider, it's you as an individual needs to help participate in making educated and informed healthcare decisions. Part of it is hopefully we can all get healthier. And I'm not just saying that because I want people to hold down the cost of healthcare or health insurance. I'm saying it because it's better for all of us, right? And it leads to more richer, fulfilling lives. But beyond that, what's happened for years has been that we'll go into the doctor and all we'll ask is, I need this. The doctor will say, you need an MRI. So you'll ask the doctor, where do I go get it? And he or she will tell you a place to go get it. Never usually in the past did you ask, well, how much would that cost? Is there a more or less expensive place I can get it that has the same quality? So I'm not going to somebody that's not going to give me good results, but still good quality, lower price. We usually historically have not had those kind of conversations with our healthcare providers. That's the kind of conversation we want to encourage our members and people in general to have, so that we can start making more informed choices about where to go to get care, where you can get good care potentially for lower cost or even better care for lower cost, and also where you're going to get member satisfaction. So, and what I mean by that is not only do we want you to help you find providers that are good care, lower cost, but also providers that can help you leave with a good feeling and informed about your healthcare, the B2Me that I was talking about earlier. That's something that we're trying to partner with providers to deliver as well as deliver ourselves, because really this healthcare thing, I guess this is a really long-winded way of me saying, we need you involved in your healthcare and your healthcare decision-making. And when I say we, I don't just mean health insurers, I mean providers and then the country in general. The only way we're going to get healthier, the only way we're going to hold down healthcare costs is if every one of us is involved in that decision-making process.
That's great. I know my mother has always had insurance, and she pays attention to whether they charge her for a Tylenol when she's been in the hospital, so that's great. Ajay, thank you so much for being here. Ajay Abraham, Senior VP of Business Development at Capital Blue. Joe Butera, sitting in the background here very quietly. Thank you for introducing us to Ajay and this concept. I love it. And folks, listeners, please take care of your health. Participate in those decisions. In hindsight, I wish I would have said at the hospital, you know what, does my daughter really need that second ultrasound? Maybe we could wait several hours until that mono test comes back, because then that is at the point where we found we couldn't do anything else. You know, we were done. But the website, CapitalBlueStore.com, CapitalBlueStore.com, and the store itself is at the Promenade Shops, open to everyone. They're very welcoming, very friendly. Check it out. I had a lovely experience there, and a great big hug for Janine for taking such good care of me. And now she'll know maybe that I was, you know, like a little sly person in there. Folks, is there a phone number at the store real quick?
Yes. It's one... hold on one second.
Maybe not. I'll tell you the show for next week.
Don't know it off the top of my head. Sorry.
Next week, you guys, I'm taking questions, your questions. So you can send questions through yourfinancialchoices.com or give me a call next week, 610-758-8810. It's all going to be listeners' questions next week. Again, Capital Blue Store. What's the number, Ajay?
It's 855-505-BLUE.
855-505-BLUE. And CapitalBlueStore.com. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Stay tuned for Tom Druckenmiller, Within the Tradition, Folk Music. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Judy Ann. Thank you, Ajay. And have a great week, folks. Be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.